1904, outside events were to make a great change in the life of Chaim Weizmann. The situation in Russia deteriorated. There were new and more terrible pogroms, such as the one at Kishinev. Meanwhile, in Europe, Herzl had died suddenly at the height of his career. The Zionist organization was split and temporarily set back. Weizmann decided this time to turn to England. He had a friend in Manchester and managed to get the use of a small laboratory at the university.
Are we getting on, Dr. Weizmann?
Slowly.
Slow but sure, eh?
What?
Slow but sure. It's an English saying, means you'll get there in the end.
I hope so, Tom.
You'll make some important discovery, then you'll have plenty of brass.
Brass?
Money.
Oh, my English, I'm afraid, it's still not very good.
There's not wrong with it. It's a proper champion.
I'm still studying the grammar book.
Hey, Fagum, there's things in that book even an Englishman doesn't understand.
I want to be correct.
You're doing grand.
You really think so, Tom?
I do. Mind you, you've got an accent. You know that, don't you? You've got an accent.
I'm sure I
have. But don't let it worry you.
I'll try not to.
That's right. Oh, by the way, before I forget it, I managed to pick some of that stuff you wanted from the stores.
Tom, how many times have I told you...
There's no need for argy-bargy, Doctor. Everybody does it. You see, every worker in the labs has his own private little store of chemicals and a special hiring place.
It's not right.
It may not be right, but it saves a hell of a lot of running about and wasting time.
Well, I'm very grateful to you, Tom, but please don't ever do it again.
I won't tell you next time.
Tom.
Did you notice anything different about the laboratory?
Well, I've been very busy lately. Is there anything different?
Look at the floor, Doctor.
Oh, semantic.
You like it?
Yes, thank you, Tom. But where did you get it from?
Well, it was just lying about, like, doing no good to anyone, so I thought it fit nicely in here. You don't end up with rheumatics, do you?
What?
You know, like this.
Oh, no, no.
The basement is always a bit damp, you see, but I don't suppose you'll be here long.
I hope to stay somewhere.
Oh, I didn't mean like that. I meant down in this lab. You see, foreign gentlemen usually begin in basement, but if they're good, they move up.
I understand.
I like in Manchester a bit better now, Doctor.
There's too much fog.
But apart from that, it's a right good place, I can tell you. I mean, if you like theatre, there's Miss Orleman and her repertoire. I've been there, good.
I prefer music.
Classical music, I suppose.
Yes.
Then there's the Alley Orchestra. Oh, there's everything you want in Manchester. Not forgetting best newspaper in England, if not in the world, the Manchester Guardian. Here, Doctor, I'm not putting you off with all this talk, am I? You just say.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Of course, I may be prejudiced, like, born and bred here. Lived here all my life. Wouldn't change it for now. You know what they say, don't you?
Say? About what?
Manchester, of course.
No, I don't.
Hey, bygone, that's rich. Well, I'll tell you what they say. They say what Manchester thinks today, London thinks tomorrow. Just you remember that, Dr. Weizmann.
I will.
I'll get it. Oh, Doctor, it's Professor Perkin.
May I come in, Dr. Weizmann?
Professor Perkin, do come in.
I'm not disturbing anything vital, I hope.
Oh, no, Professor, your visit is an honor.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll take this box of apparatus and clean it.
Thank you, Doctor.
I trust you find Tom a good assistant.
Yes, he's a great friend and most helpful.
Good. I've been particularly interested in your work, Doctor, ever since I received your letter of introduction from Professor Graeber of Geneva.
I'm most grateful for your interest, Professor. It's most encouraging.
As you know, my father was working in the same field.
Yes, I know. In fact, he was the founder of the Kotar dynasty.
Yes. Are these your notes, Doctor?
Yes, and these.
I see.
I've established a reaction between organic compounds of magnesium and phthalic anhydride. I hope this will lead to a new series of compounds, which in turn can be converted into derivative of anthracene.
The basis of certain important data.
Exactly.
Well, you seem to have covered an amazing amount of work in such a very short time. You must have worked very hard.
Well, I usually bring my lunch to the lab and work solidly from 9 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night, sometimes even later.
And then you relax?
No. I read chemistry textbooks. And to improve my English, I learn whole pages of my art.
Excellent. Well, I'll visit you from time to time and see how you get on. If all goes well, think about offering you some lectures. In the meantime, keep up with the good work. Oh, you seem to have a visitor.
Joseph, come in!
Hi!
I need you there.
Thank you, Professor.
Not a calling.
So, Professor Pertin is interested in your work, Heinz. That is good.
Very good.
See, what did I tell you, Heinz? You will soon be happy in Manchester.
If I am, it will only be because of you,
Joseph. Oh, don't be my sugar. What am I? Joseph Muscle. Printer by trade, Hebrew poet by vocation. Nothing.
But to me, you've been an angel in disguise. I came here a complete stranger. You met me at the station. You took me to your house. You found lodgings for me.
I'm your friend, Heinz. It is my duty.
I can never thank you enough.
Don't try. And don't forget to come to our house on Friday night. My wife is expecting you, as usual.
If you only knew, I look forward to Friday night. They are the highlights of my life.
Oh, listen to him.
But it's true. You know, I'm so engrossed in my work that if it weren't for my weekly visits to you, I would never know another street than the one which leads from my lodgings to the college.
And we want you to like Manchester.
Well, now I'm getting accustomed to it. But, Joseph, they're fogs. These dreadful fogs. They depress me terribly, and they always seem to be the thickest down here in my basement laboratory. My eyes suffer, and I'm tormented by permanent cold.
No, these are excuses.
Joseph,
my excuse. What you really mean is your fiancée.
Am I right? Yes, but that is not all.
I know. You are homesick for your European surroundings, and you are cut off from your Zionist world.
You know me too well, Joseph.
I know you, Heinz. That is all.
It's that old tug of war inside me. Here I am, getting ahead with an academic career. Well, all the time I feel I should be working in the Zionist world.
What will the movement do now without us, sir?
I don't know. Herzl was a great man. A greater man than I gave him credit for. It's a pity though that he ever listened to the offer to get it. Split the movement. I've had an election committee this year, just after his death. It was a depressing affair. The best I could do was keep in existence the world which Herzl had started, and there's so much that needs to be done. When I think of what the Russians are doing to our people,
no.
How can I help it? My own family is still there.
Hi.
My hatred of the Russian regime grows as I contrast life with Russia. Life in England, where freedom of speech and thought are things taken for granted. Like the air one breathes.
Yes, I know.
Excuse me, Doctor.
What is it, Doctor?
There's someone to see you. He's upstairs. He didn't know where your lap was. Shall I bring him down?
Who is it?
Dreyfus is the name, I think.
Oh, all right, show him down.
But I...
It's all right, I'll explain.
Shall I, Doctor?
Yes.
Right.
Joseph, what is this?
I forgot, I have some news for you. It's Charles Dreyfus. I asked him to meet us here.
But why?
Oh, this is just what you need, Chaim. Dreyfus is director of the Clayton Allen Works, and he'd like you to do some research work for him.
I see.
And more important than that, he's chairman of the Zionist group here in Manchester. Through him, you will be able to continue your Zionist work here in England.
If he's interested in me.
But of course he'll be interested in you, Chaim.
Mr. Charles Dreyfus, to see you, Doctor.
Right. Charles, allow me to introduce Dr. Chaim Weizmann to you.
Mr. Dreyfus.
Dr. Weizmann, Marcel has told me a lot about you, especially about your work and research concerning ties. Naturally, I'm particularly interested in this aspect.
Thank you.
We'll have to discuss the details later, of course. But I should like you to do some research for my firm. It's a kind of rare opportunity to fill your college program.
I'm very interested. I'd have to ask Professor Perkins permission.
Oh, it's all right, Chaim. It's just a formality.
And I doubt if you'll have to leave your laboratory.
It sounds fine.
Okay, well then, payment we can also discuss later when you come to see me at my works. Could you come, say, the day after tomorrow at about 12?
Yes, I think I can manage that.
Good, that's settled then.
Charles is always so business-like. Now, Charles, let's do the other matter. You know.
Oh, yes, yes. Dr. Weizmann, there is a meeting at my house next week of some of the more prominent Zionists in the city. I thought, well, Joseph thought that you might like to meet them.
I should very much. But I must confess, I think I have very little affinity with Zionists in England.
Oh, and why do you say that?
Well, it seems to me that I'm still concentrating on the possibilities of Uganda in the Jewish state.
Yes, yes, yes. But at least it was a firm offer from the British government.
Uganda could never be Palestine. Its acceptance would be a complete betrayal of the true Zionist cause.
I recall you're a member of the anti-Uganda faction at the Congresses.
I still am.
But if Palestine is beyond our reach...
Is it? The trouble is that most Western Zionists have never really grasped the unprecedented character of the political task to which they are committed.
Oh my God, now we started!
What are the traditional methods of state building? Success on the vote, the plantation, the patient going together of tribes, conquered by arms.
Agreed.
And the Jews, are not the people united in one place under a single leader. They have no army, and so cannot copy even if they have the desire to do so. We are not united in purpose, or even in our presumed destiny.
Oy, oy, oy.
We have our laws in common.
Our laws are designed for defense of the past, not for advancing to the future. No. The Jewish problem is a special problem, and calls for a new technique.
I find your ideas very stimulating, Dr. Weizmann, even if I don't necessarily agree with them.
They may not be popular with other English Zionists.
Oh, I'm prepared with that. I think you're the man we were looking for.
Well, what did I tell you?
You'll wake us all up, shake us out of our lethargy. Dr. Weizmann, I think you'll be very good for us.
You really think so? Well, we shall see.